Dartmouth College had a plan to build a wood chip burning plant to heat the campus, but after months of local pressure, the college said it would reconsider building the plant. As NHPR's Daniela Ali reports, Dartmouth's decision speaks to the complexity of using wood biomass to transition away from burning fossil fuels.
Matt Patch is a seventh-generation farmer. His family came up the Connecticut River in 1775 and settled in Lebanon. As we walked up a steep wooded hill, he explains he's converting this recently purchased 1,000-acre lot of land into a profitable maple sugar bush.
I've sugared all my life. I got three boys that are going to come back and work with me. So this is one more avenue to make a profit on or make a living on.
And in order to make space for the maples and connect all the tubing to carry out the sap, he needs to cut down a bunch of other trees. Patch has had a logging team on his property for about the last year, making space for those maples. Heavy machinery cuts through pines and oaks in a second, grabbing them and plopping them in a pile. Some of the thick, straight trunks will be sold as saw logs, others for firewood. And what's left, the tops, the branches, the crooked parts, is turned into wood chips to be sold to a biomass plant in Vermont. That plant will burn the wood chips to generate electricity. Patch says that back in the 90s, there was a proposal to turn these 1,000 acres into two golf courses with condos around. He says harvesting, and in particular being able to sell the wood chips for biomass, allows this land to stay a forest. It's sustainable and good for the local economy, he says. As we walk around, we can already see new saplings sprouting up in a section where the trees were cut down several months ago. Biomass has been in decline in New Hampshire, and some cheered in January when Dartmouth College announced its plan to build a new wood chip burning facility to heat its campus, just 8 miles down the road from Patch's farm. The plant was part of the college's plan to reduce its emissions. But at the end of September, Dartmouth announced it was reconsidering biomass altogether. Rosie Kerr, Dartmouth's Director of Sustainability, says that decision came down to our changing climate.
Let's really understand how burning wood from the forest for heat is going to impact climate change in the near term and in the future.
Whether burning wood chips for heat helps the climate or harms it, she says, is a really tricky question, which is a statement John Gunn, a UNH forestry professor, agrees with. He says there are a number of factors that make using wood as an energy source complicated.
All harvests are not equal in terms of the potential outcome. So looking at the types of practices that are used to supply energy markets is a key piece to the whole equation.
Gunn says all those leftover tree pieces, the branches, limbs, and treetops, can just be left in the woods after a harvest. They'll eventually decay, releasing some carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, with the soil absorbing the rest. Or those leftovers can be used to make something else, like wood chips for energy. Gunn says if there's a market, it can make sense to use them that way. But once there is a market, over time, Gunn's research shows it encourages harvesting whole trees to chip and burn, and that, he says, increases carbon emissions.
When you start to move into whole trees and trees that would have continued to grow and sequester carbon if not for the fact that they were removed for that energy use.
Scientists say trees play a big role in fighting climate change by absorbing a lot of the carbon that would otherwise just stay in the atmosphere. That's why deforestation is one of the big contributors to climate change. That's something Bill Schlesinger, a professor emeritus at Duke, pointed out to Dartmouth earlier this summer. He and three other prominent Dartmouth alumni wrote a letter urging Dartmouth not to build the biomass plant.
Trees are really the best way we have to combat rising carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and climate change.
Schlesinger and the other scientists say the college should look into solar, geothermal, or heat pumps, energy sources that don't require burning anything. But Dartmouth says transitioning fully to a non-combustion source in just the next few years is too expensive and not logistically feasible. The college is starting a major efficiency project, which would cut down on some energy use. It's upgrading its old steam distribution pipe system to new pipes that'll carry hot water. But Schlesinger says he could imagine supporting Dartmouth's wood-burning plan if it didn't take such a long time for harvested trees to grow back.
You don't see the benefit of wood as a renewable resource unless you give me the 100-year time frame for the trees to regrow.
And this is exactly what Rosie Kerr, Dartmouth's sustainability director, says the school is grappling with. She says the college was trying to figure out how long it would take for trees to regrow in the Upper Valley so they could sequester carbon again. A tipping point in the conversation came around the same time Dartmouth alumni wrote their letter. A new report from the United Nations Climate Panel came out.
That report shortened the time frame for meaningful action on climate. If what the IPCC is saying is as urgent as, you know, as our read of it is, then we need to be doing more faster.
Kerr says the big goal here is for Dartmouth to one day have a system that burns very little or nothing at all. But until they can get there, the college needs a bridge to do that, and the proposed biomass plant could have been that bridge, running for about 20 to 30 years. But the IPCC and Kerr now say a lot needs to be done in the next 10 years, not 20 or 30, to reduce carbon emissions faster. Now she's thinking maybe the way to get there is to do a little bit of everything.
I think there's a middle ground. Maybe there's a situation where we burn liquid biofuels in our current plant, where we add small-scale biomass that's, you know, super sustainable and in some other component of our plant, similar to what lots of high schools in New Hampshire have done. And maybe we deeply invest, we make a decision to deeply invest in energy efficiency and geothermal.
But this does mean there may not be the big new wood chip market some in the region had hoped for, leaving foresters and landowners wondering what's next for them. For NHPR News, I'm Daniela Alley.